Brenda, Syncrude has just invested $500,000 into the TELUS World of Science in Edmonton for an environment gallery. Can you tell me about that, please?
So the environment gallery is a really exciting place. It's a place that's trying to encourage science literacy in all of the visitors that go there, but I think targeted, obviously, at the younger visitors. I think it's a place where they can look at science and realize all of the wonder that comes from science. It's got lots of excellent exhibits, not just about oil sand science, but about science in general and science for Western Canada, looking at oil sands and weather and plate tectonics and marine life, all kinds of exciting and wonderful things for the people to experience.
Well, you mentioned oil sands. What would be part of the oil sands display?
So, in fact, they have a basket of oil sand there that people could actually come and smell and touch. We've got some exhibits looking at water chemistry and some exhibits looking at the creation of oil sands and plate tectonics in general. It's quite neat.
And then are you also with this gallery looking at various issues that affect environment?
So there are some interesting displays on recycling, which I think are some of the kids really find interesting and makes them think about how recycling can affect their everyday life. There's certainly a tank looking at marine life and how people and people's activities on Earth impact marine life. There's a display on the boreal forest. There's one on issues around polar life and shrinking ice sheets. There's a display on weather and cyclones and weather phenomena. There are all kinds of science activities for people. It's really about thinking in a scientific way and exploring ideas and building understanding.
So what does this say about the focus on scientific literacy? Where are we at now as a society?
I think our society needs people who are scientifically literate. Certainly today, more than ever, lots of the issues that people will be asked to make determinations about are based in science and technology, and they're going to need to make those decisions based on understanding and knowledge rather than on emotion. I think it's really important to build that science literacy in our entire population.
So how would this gallery play into that?
So it encourages people to think in this scientific way, to look at how scientists have thought about issues. So it not only asks questions of people, but shows you how other scientists have answered those questions, or perhaps how one question leads to another and yet another and yet another, looks at the complexity of issues and that there's no clear right or wrong answer sometimes, but rather conscious thought that has to go into what's the evaluation and what might be the best path given a certain set of situations.
Now, you've spent your career working in science here at Syncrude, and you've also been involved with WISEST, which is an organization at the University of Alberta. Can you tell me about that?
So WISEST is an organization that started about 25 years ago, maybe a bit more. It was at that time really focused on encouraging young women to get into science. It's a non-traditional role for women in our society. WISEST has worked very hard to look at people entering non-traditional roles, not just women into science, but also men into non-traditional roles, and encouraging now all kinds of people to look at science as a career and at career options in science and how science impacts their everyday life.
So with your perspective, are we making any progress at all in helping people become more scientifically literate through these efforts, either focusing on women or through galleries like the Syncrude Environment Gallery at the TELUS World of Science? What's your perspective?
I think we are. So I think now that young individuals who go into science, you can see certainly there's a lot more of them. There's quite a bit of interest in science. From my perspective, never enough. I think science is the best because it's what I do, right? So I'm biased. But I do think that we have really accomplished some things. We've taken some of the fear of science. People used to think it was too hard. They couldn't do it, and I don't think they see that anymore. They see the wonder in it, and they realize how much it can add to their life. So I think that's good. I think we're coming, not that we're done.
So I also understand that next year is a big anniversary for Syncrude, and you've been here almost, for a very long time.
So we'll go with the very long time. Yes, next year Syncrude will be celebrating its 50th anniversary doing science for oil sands. And I think that's it's a wonderful landmark for Syncrude, but it's also really good for the entire province of Alberta. It says something about the strength of our scientific community. This is essentially an Alberta resource, and we've been working at it for a very long time. And it's not just added science to Syncrude, but science to Alberta and the whole province. We've come a long way from those first experiments of, well, how will we get the bitumen out of the oil sand? So it's turned it into a thriving industry, and we're really proud of where we've come from.
So when you bring students through your lab, what do you show them, and what's the reaction?
We try and show them a little bit of everything. Syncrude is a very high-tech research facility. Some people, I think, might, before they come here, think of removing oil from oil sands as being a kind of a low-tech industry, and it's far from it. So we have scanning electron microscopes, and we have world-class laboratory facilities. We can do an amazing number of things. And I think people, they like to see all of the things, all of the different kinds of science that come to bear on this question, that there's thousands of ways of looking at the pieces to this puzzle and trying to put them together in the best way to get oil out of the oil sand in the best way and reduce the impact on the environment. And we just do some really neat things. They love to see our pilot plants, but they also like to see our labs.
And just bringing this back to the gallery, how does that connect then with people going through and kids, students becoming scientists in their later life?
So when you talk to scientists, most of the people who say they picked science as a career will say something about, I loved the labs, or I really liked the hands-on experiments. So this gallery is about touching and smelling and trying and doing, and all of those things, all of those hands-on things turn those switches on in all those little minds and encourages them to go, science is a really great thing. It's fun, it's exciting, and I can learn so much by doing.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
Well, thank you.